when her house and garden were built and she'd settled in, she began to look about her and to worry about the problems of some of her neighbors. And she tells us of the first step she took to do something about these.
Well, getting back to this beginnings of the growth of the community and so on, one of your greatest interests in life, I know, was the United Farm Women's Organization in Alberta.
Yes.
Can you tell me how you became involved in it and how you became later the president in 1916?
Well, I think what started us out being interested in getting the farm women together was that we had a little, what we called a country women's club we started. Miss Reed was really the originator of that. She had a friend who came out from the old country who was studying women's organizations in Canada. She came here to stay. And it had always seemed to me that the farm women led a very lonely life. They were so separated. There were so few books or anything like that in the country. And we all got together, a few of us at least, and started this little country women's club and tried to start a library. And that's what got me first interested.
So she wrote to an English newspaper and to her friends over there and asked if they would send out any books they felt they could spare. Do you suppose these people in England cared enough to fill the need?
I got a wonderful response to that. And then we, those of us who had a lot of books and could spare some, gave some towards the library, and we started, that was our first library. That
got
built.
Hmm? And that was a wonderful start then.
It was a good start, and it gave the women around a chance of getting hold of interesting books to read. And it's gone on very successfully ever since.
All the